Hello, this is AJ welcoming you to Inside the Quilting Pot. Grab a craft, have a seat, and let's get started, shall we? Today is Thursday, 16th of January. I am starting this podcast today because on my way home from work, I don't have any updated podcasts to listen to. There's nothing on the radio, and I don't want to listen to satellite radio. So I decided on my trip home that I would start podcasting today. I may complete it tomorrow, but I'm starting it today. If you follow me on Twitter, you know there has been a lot of recent Twitter chatter. And I'm going to title this episode, "It Wasn't Me." So, with that said, I'm going to get started. First of all, for those of you who may not know, on Monday, there is a holiday. I inadvertently said it was President's Day. That was incorrect. President's Day is in February. I am also off on President's Day, and I had that one stuck in my mind. So, I stand corrected. It is Martin Luther King's birthday. Holiday. So on Monday we are going to have a tweet chat group, and it's going to be hashtag MLKSI for Monday's holiday. So just wanted to bring you up to snuff on that. And Sandy of Quilting for the Rest of Us, just going to put that out there. She was the one, and yes, Sandy, I am throwing you under the bus. She was the one that posted those videos by Jenny Doan of Missouri Star Quilt Company. I just happened to chime in on, yes, I saw both of those, and kind of casually mentioned somehow, I don't even remember how we got started, that maybe we should do it, you know, as an along kind of thing, along with some other stuff, and it just seemed to spread like wildfire. Seemed like someone just took kerosene or gasoline and just threw it on those two videos, and it just kind of went poof, and the flames just got big and spread and went to this person, and they were joining in, and then there's people that already have too much on their plate that might not be able to join it in, and then it became, well, we're going to start it on Monday, and then it was like, oh yeah, I got layer cakes, I'm ready to do it, oh, I got the fabric on hand, I'm ready to do it. Then it was like, maybe we should make the sew-in for the whole weekend. I'm like, fine with me. I'm good with that. And then I'm like, okay, if we're going to start it for the weekend, then why not get started on the sew-along on the weekend? But anyway, then that brought a little angst. So we'll see how this goes, because right now it is spread like wildfire. I did put some priorities on Twitter that I want to focus on this weekend, and I have to get a final border for Celtic Solstice. I don't have any yardage left of a border that I think will work. I'm going to try to remember. I want to make my border orange. I don't know why. I just want to make it orange. It's either going to be orange or some kind of a contrasting or a very difference in color between the border that is up there and the final border. So I don't know what that's going to be. So, my weekend focus is going to be getting the fabric to finish up the top of Celtic Solstice, as well as continuing to use Boxy Stars as my leader and ender, and starting the Disappearing Pinwheel. I posted fabrics. One was a bundle of tiny dots and, you know, from dark to pastel-y colors that others seemed to like. The other ones were more era of a Civil War era, the muted earth tones, more folly colors. I have lots of batiks I could use. I'm just trying not to cut anything. And I also had a layer cake, and it was Kansas Troubles. My Favorites 2, I think, is the title of it, Layer Cake, which was going to be my initial use because the layer cake was already there, already cut. I already have some French Vanilla RJR layer cake color, solid fabric, which is a white. It's not solid white, it's more of a creamy color, and it's called French Vanilla, and it's by RJR. And I already have a layer cake, a partial layer cake. I think I have 40 squares. It's either 39 or 40 squares out of that. And I was using it for a different project. So I have since then ordered another layer cake so I can use it for the upcoming Disappearing Pinwheel, plus have enough to finish the project that I've kind of put aside that's going to end up on my UFO list for 2014. So that's another story. I'm not even going to go there right now. But back to Sandy. Sandy, I just want to let you know, don't blame it on me. If anyone should be to blame, it should be you. Don't steer people in my direction. So hopefully you'll join in on our sew in and sew along day on Monday. The other thing I proposed recently, I think it was yesterday, is for those of us that may want to do impromptu Google Hangouts, that is also an option. So we'll see how that works. I did have a Google Hangout the other day, and it was quite enjoyable. I'm not going to say who it was with, but I did have a Google Hangout, and it was nice. It was like sewing with a friend instead of having physical presence in my home. I had a face, and I could see that person's sewing room, and that person could see my sewing room. And as I said, I'm not going to say any names because I'm not sure she would want me to name names. But anyway, it was nice. So that's why, and that's what made me think of the Google Hangout. Because during my most recent Hangout, I was like, I really don't have any quilty friends to invite over. And this was just as good as having a quilty friend over. And it lasted for a couple of hours. So I was pleased with that. So I really wanted to just get this started and to just kind of, for lack of a better term, put Sandy in check to say it wasn't me who started all of that. So I'm looking forward to Monday, like I said. What else do I have to say for today? I have no finishes per se. I have been doing some research. Not research, but just looking around for hexies. I did buy a hexagon. I could quilt go die so that I could start doing some hexies. And I'm trying to prepare for my trip in February. I want to take something along. I'm not sure how sewing machines fare as carry-on or going through security. I had thought about one time taking my featherweight and taking a project to sew using my featherweight, but I'm not so sure how much attention that will attract, bringing a little small black box with a metal object on the inside that has mechanical parts would fly. And I don't want to get to security and they're like, oh, you can't take this, you're going to have to check it, because I don't want to check it. My whole intent in flying these days is not to have to check baggage. So most of the time when I travel with a small size suitcase. And if I'm flying, I take that same small size suitcase and I put everything I needed in that small size suitcase. And it's not the cost of paying for the baggage. It is the fact that when I'm getting off of the plane, I'm just ready to go. I don't have time to go to baggage claim and to stand down there and wait for the sign to tell me that they finally got the luggage thrown onto the carousel and the carousel starts moving, and then it goes around and around and around in the circle for minutes and minutes and minutes, and my bags never seem to be one of the first ones that come off. So I don't like that part. That's why if I can get away with not checking a bag, then I will do that. And like I said, when I fly, I try to do carry-on. So I have a big tote bag that I use, and I throw my purse in it and my little extra things if I'm doing stuff. So that kind of is my purse, along with my craft busy hands work bag or laptop bag or iPad bag or whatever bag I want. But I'm not so sure how a featherweight will travel as carry-on. So if anyone out there has ever taken a featherweight on a plane as a carry-on luggage, please let me know if it's going to be confiscated at the checkpoint, because I would be highly upset. And I am leaving relatively early in the morning that, no, I wouldn't have time to get it anywhere or call anybody to say, here, please take this for me. So, yeah. So, back to the hexagons. I am looking at hexagons to do as busy work. English paper piecing is not new to me. I've done it before. I have one in progress that have been in progress ever since my oldest got married, I think it's 7 years ago now, maybe longer. And I started a baby blanket with the hopes of being a grandmom of a fresh grandbaby, but that never came to fruition. Maybe it was more than 7 years ago. I don't remember how long she's been married. I just know she's been married a while. And that I still have it, and I can't put my hands on it. And maybe I'll take a picture and post it on the blog. But that fabric, I know for sure that fabric no longer exists anywhere in this earth anymore. But I'll take a picture of it and put it on the blog. And so if you've seen this fabric, please let me know. And so it is English paper piecing, and it's more of a tumbler block pattern. So yeah, it's not octagons, but I did start a grandma's flower garden years and years and years ago, and I can't quite put my hands on that top. I know it still exists. It may be in a box somewhere that I have never unpacked from my last move, but I had gotten a wild hair and decided I wanted to do a grandmother's flower garden in all purples, in all shades of purples. And I got a pretty decent amount done. I just can't put my hand on it. And that is truly hexagons. And I think they were an inch and a half, 2-inch hexagons. I think they were 2-inch. So yeah, if I can find that while I'm still upright on this side of the grass, I'll post a picture of that one also. But I can find the baby blanket that I started. And I was talking to my daughter about that the other day. And she made the comment. She said, well, why don't you just finish it and either frame it and just mention why it was started and never completed? And I'm like, that's a good idea. I may do that. I make it into a little mini wall hanging or tabletop or something, just to say this was for my grandchild that I'm not going to say never was. Because I do have grandchildren. They just were not born of my daughter nor my son. So I'll put it that way. So yeah. And now I'm just trying to cut out hexagons. And what I'm going to do on the AccuQuilt cut, AccuGo die, there are three sizes of hexagons. And what I am going to do, I'm not going to do the 1-inch. I can't remember. But anyway, it's three different sizes. So I am using the die for the two smallest of the three. The very smallest one I am using to cut my freezer paper. And that will be my template. I will add it on to my... I will iron it onto my fabric, and I am using the middle size to cut my fabric, and so far I've only cut like a little stack of purple, only because I was trying to figure out what size strip I need to get the right, not too much waste, but enough to cut my dye, my fabric accurately. And it looks like it's going to be a 3-inch strip, I think, to cut the size that I need. So I'll focus on that as well. And I did some Google searches, and I think Jaybird Quilts came up about her hexagon along that she did in her book. So I'm going to kind of take a peek at that to see what that was all about. But anyway, that's it for the hexagon and yet another project that I'm starting. But I really need to take something with me for those few days, just to keep myself busy while I am in flight during my layover time. And during when my sister is driving me, I can do it in the car. When I'm sitting in a hotel room on that Saturday night, I can keep my hands busy. I am also taking some knitting with me as well. And I also will be taking my Kindle, my Paperwhite Kindle. And for my digital fix, I'm not sure if I'm going to take my laptop versus just the iPad and just do things from my iPad. The iPad is easier and lighter to carry, and I can do everything from my iPad that I can basically do from my laptop. So it may be the iPad just for ease of not taking up too much space, and that my huge purse will have all my electronic devices in it. I like to keep those nice and close and personal to me when I am flying. So that's it for the hexagons and what I'm yet again starting. And yes, Sandy, I do like both versions, and at some point we'll see, I'll probably do the other. Jenny Doan really gets you in trouble when you watch any new posting of hers, because it looks so easy. And I will admit, I have tried her way of doing the pinwheels, and yes, they are on the bias when you do it that way. And me with my heavy hands, and I like steam. However, I do use Best Press and Magic Sizing to give that firmness. So yeah, I'm not a great fan of that technique because of the bias edges, but it is certainly a quick technique. So I don't know how I'm going to do that. I probably will end up doing it the way that she does it, just for the quickness. Jury's still out. We'll see. If I can find a different way to do it so I don't have bias edges, that's fine. But when you do have bias edges, though, you can wrangle your fabric in a way that everything fits and you don't have any gaps or puckers or pieces that are longer than the other pieces. So yeah, with that said, you know, there's good things about bias, and then there's bad things about bias. And usually the bad things with bias comes from ironing versus pressing, and steam and the moisture and ironing and distorting your fabric. So maybe if I'm very careful and press versus iron, I might be in better shape. And just bringing that up, pressing versus ironing. As you know, Sandy, yes, she was the one that started this as well. And maybe it was Sandy Squared that started this. I ordered the iron, the dry iron. And I got it, and when I took it out of the box, I heard a little rattle go on, and I'm like, I didn't think anything about it. So I used it, I didn't hear the rattle anymore, and I had it on the cotton setting, and didn't quite feel warm enough for me. I mean, it was warm, and it was doing the job, but I like a hot iron. So I put it up. That was on 5. I put it up in between 5 and 6. Okay, that was better. Then I put it all the way up to 6. And then that was good. But I shouldn't have to go all the way up to 6 to get what I think should be what I'm getting on a cotton setting. So I called the company and I read their policy, and it seemed to me as if I was going to have to pay to, I was going to have money deducted if I exchanged or returned it. So I'm trying to figure out if I want to exchange it, then I'm going to have a balance owed. So I decided to wait and call the company and talk with the company. The company is sending me out a new dry iron. And then I will package the one I have and use the return label to send it back on their dime. So I am hoping that I just got a defective iron. And yeah, like I said, when I opened the box, I did hear something rattling on the inside. Didn't think much about it. So maybe it was defective out of the chute. Now, if I get the iron this time and I take it out of the box and I hear the same rattling, then I'm just going to fork up, send it back, and say I want a refund, because I will try it to make sure that it works or not works to my satisfaction. And if it doesn't, I'm sending it back. I bought a vintage travel iron for about $20, and that one really heats up hot. And I love that little travel iron. But I wanted something a little more substantial when I am ironing on or pressing on the bigger surface than just my little side TV tray pressing surface. So the jury's still out, in my opinion, on the dry iron. Not to say that it's not a good iron. I just think maybe I got a defective iron. So I'm going to end it here. I may not end it as the end of the podcast, but for right now, I am going to do my little tagline for ending. May all your seams be straight. Hello, this is AJ. I'm back. Today is Friday, 17 January. I started this podcast on Thursday, and what comes after Thursday? It is Friday. So I have a couple of more things that I want to talk about as I drive home today. I just want to say yay, 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 yay. It's a 3-day weekend for me. I am jumping for joy virtually because right now I'm driving, so I really can't jump. So with that said, let me get started. Again, the name of this podcast episode is, I think it was something to the fact that it wasn't me. And yeah, I'm still saying, Sandy, it's not me. I didn't do it. I didn't start it. Now, moving on. If you listen to my last podcast, you know that I was going to be making a decision as to whether or not I was going to do a little small giveaway. I may not have said little small giveaway, and that's saying the same thing twice, but you know what I mean. A small giveaway on MLK. So in day. So I have decided that I would. I am going to offer up a couple of fat quarters. It'll be 2 fat quarters each. And so I am going to have 2 winners for my small giveaway. And they will both receive 2 fat quarters at a minimum from my stash. So some have seen a little bit of my junkie stash, but it's all what you will receive will be quilt shop quality fabric. So no need to fear, and just know that although I don't have any cats in my house, I do have dogs. I am a non-smoker. I have not smoked since 2005, so I am, you will know that it comes from a smoke-free home. but not a pet-free home. So, yes, I do have two furry dogs. And you follow me, you know that already. So, the requirement of this giveaway is to stop by my blog and leave me a comment. That's all. I will put one caveat on that. If you are a podcast listener and have your faves, please, 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 please leave them a review or a star review on iTunes. That's just a nice way to say, you're doing a good job, I appreciate you. That's a nice thing. So if you don't actually leave a written comment, you can always go to iTunes and star them. And that helps as well. So, yes, please do that. And again, I am going to be giving away two prizes. Well, two people will receive two fat quarters from me. Quilt shop, quality fabric. So, just go by my blog. Leave me a comment. That's all you need to do. That's all. I'm not asking for any particular subject. I'm not linking it to any other way, to any other social media requirements. Just leave me a comment on my blog. And if you like me, and this is, you can do it or you can not do it, that's fine. And if you like my podcast, suggest me to a friend that maybe listens to podcasts and suggest others as well. Because everybody may not know. I just listened to Tanisha's latest podcast today while I was eating lunch. I sit at my desk. I work and I eat lunch, and I know that's the wrong thing to do, but that's what I do. I've just been accustomed to doing that. And I just lost my train of thought like she did in her podcast. But she talked about art journaling, and I've mentioned this in the past podcast, I think. I did try art journaling. I do have art journaling supplies. I may take a picture and post my little bit of art journaling. I do have stamps and all of the media and the paints and all of the stuff that goes with art journaling. So I may take a picture of what I did in the past and my little start of a sketchbook that I really never finished, to let you see what I did. I was never into faces. So I applaud you, whoever does art journaling. I tried, and it was okay. I guess I'm not that kind of creative, because I was really interested in mixed media. I really was, with the paper and the fabric and the stamps and all of the found objects. The things that I saw really, really piqued my interest and drew me into them. So I thought I wanted to try it, and I did try it. And who knows, maybe I'll go back, but at this point, quilting and knitting, in that order, are the things that I seem to enjoy at this moment, at this time. It may be a time that I go back to spinning and weaving. But right now, quilting and knitting is still my favorite things to do. However, I will admit, knitting in the state of Georgia is a little more difficult than it was when I lived in the Northern Virginia area. And I think a lot of it has to do with my temperature. Because knitting and fiber and yarn, I feel that it is one of those fibers and fabric types that you do in cold weather states, because they're usually done to do warmth, to be warm. And you can say, well, quilts do the same thing. Well, yeah, quilts do the same thing. But it's just something about wool and knitting that reminds me of winter. And here in Georgia and the area that I live in, yeah, we get cold. I've been here almost 2 years now. It gets cold, but with the exception of the most recent cold, not as cold as the north. So I just associate knitting with cold weather. So maybe that's why I don't do it as quickly and as much as I did it when I was in Northern Virginia. And it could be also that I used to go to the Maryland Sheep and Wool Festival every year, and I have not, starting this year, it would have been 2 years since I've been, and I miss that because it was always my birthday weekend, or right around my birthday, and it was fun, and it was like only an hour and 15 minutes from where I live, so it was a fun thing to do for a weekend, and it didn't cause me any angst with traveling. But I digress. So, again, for my giveaway, just leave me a comment. And I will draw the name probably Tuesday after Martin Luther King. So it will go all the way through the weekend and up to midnight on MLK Day. So 00001 on the 21st, comments after that do not count. Just want to say, maybe that's a little harsh, will not count for the drawing, but it will count for the thanks and the thanks for coming by, and I'm glad that you like my podcast. It will count for that, so don't take that last comment wrong. I'm just going to host a drawing up until midnight the 20th of January. Now, there was one other thing that I wanted to talk about, and it has totally left my mind. I knew the most important thing was to talk about the giveaway. And if I remember it before I get home, I'll do another little segment. But if I don't, this is definitely day two of a two-day podcast in which I am going to sign out. So, if you want to get a hold of me via social media, you can reach me at thequiltingpot.com. That will take you directly to my blog. You can follow me on Twitter as Knitty AJ, on Ravelry as Knitty AJ, if you're a knitter as well, or a crocheter, I do both. I am on Instagram. I think I'm on the Quilting Pot there. I may be AJ Quilts there. I am also, there's one other thing that I'm on. Oh, Pinterest. I am the Quilting Pot or Knitty or AJ the Quilting Pot on Pinterest. But wherever you need to find me, if you land on my blog, in the right-hand sidebar, there are buttons that will take you to that respective page. So, back up a little bit. I remember what it was now. I have made my decision on what I am going to do for my disappearing pinwheel. I posted some pictures on the Flickr group that Sandy made for the people participating in the MLK Disappearing Pinwheels quilt along for this weekend. And it is two bundles of fabric. One is the Civil War that are in fall colors. The other ones were the small polka dots that range from the deep colors to the pastel-y colors. And then there was my layer cake of the Kansas Troubles 2 or Favorites 2 layer cake. I have decided, against a lot of people, raving about the dots, to do the layer cake. And here's why. My dot fabric, I only have 19 of. And I think the setting for the quilt that Jenny made was a 5x6. I don't have enough fabric or enough, fabric to do 30 blocks, because within that bundle, there's only 19 blocks, and I would have to duplicate the pattern, and I don't really want to duplicate the pattern. I'm thinking the layer cake is the same. It's the same. However, they're in different shades. It may be the same pattern, but they're usually different colors. So that's why I don't want to use the dot. And the same goes with the Civil War. I don't have enough of each fabric to do it once, at the most twice. So that is why I am going with the layer cake, even though the pattern may be the same. The coloring of the pattern may be the same. I mean, it's different. And I know I have at least 42 in that stack. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to use my layer cake. And it will require less cutting on my part, because I can take one 10-inch and put the other 10-inch together and sew around and be done. So not only do I have the variety in the layer cake, I have time saving in the layer cake. So I'm sorry, guys. I'll do something else with the dots at a later date. I'm going to use the layer cake at this point for my disappearing pinwheels. And that was the second thing that I said. I've already given you a little spiel about how to get a hold of me. So with that said, until next time, may all your seams be straight. Hi, just want to insert a little apology here. During the second part of the podcast, there was a lot of scratchy background noise, which I am not sure where it came from, but I do want to apologize for that. If you're listening to this, then you've stuck with me the entire podcast, and thank you for that. So, hopefully I'll get to tweet with you over the weekend. If not, I will talk with you on next Friday. Thanks again for listening.